My shall thy guide. Part of the Avodah of Adar, and specifically Purim, is Mechias HaMalek, that Haman, who's from Mizera HaMalek, is Lahashmid, Laharig, as Kola Yehudim, to destroy Yiddishkeit, to destroy the Jew, to destroy a Jew, to kill, to murder, Taf and Ashim, children, women. Before Simchas Torah of last year, we couldn't have imagined that we would be able to understand what Amalek is and see with our own eyes, mamish, see with our own eyes what Amalek is. Amalek. Amalek. And we don't even know the half of it. We don't know the half of it. We only know from what we've heard, from stories, or from accounts of, we just heard this past week, about the strangulation, Yimach Shemam, of Amalek. It's Mamash Pshuta Kamashmo. You don't have to be a big lamdin to know that anyone who would have the ability to just kill children, women, innocent children, to kill in a brutal Amalek, they say is Malashan, Malika to a bird is to cut off a head. Am Malika, they have no rachmanis, they're cowards. Amalek themselves are the biggest cowards. The biggest cowards covering their faces, going after the women and children. Like, be a man. And fight a war against soldiers, and fight against, use tanks, and be a man. Fight a regular war. No, that's not Amalek. Amalek is the women and the children. Amalek is disgusting, beyond disgusting, is sick, is beyond sick. And we've been able, it's hard to describe how to view it, but we've been able to see the literal embodiment of Amalek, of a nation that wants to destroy Klal Yisrael, wants to destroy every little, right? And those who were in Poland, and those who went to Auschwitz. Recently, it's a testimony to the life that we live and the reality of what it is to be a Yid and what it is the destruction of a Yid, what it is to the power. It's a chizik in a certain way, because it's when someone wants to hurt you so badly, when someone wants to get rid of you so badly, it's like, calm down. Like, what do you want from us already? Like, what do we do already? What are we doing already? What are the Jewish people? You know, you look at the news, you look at the, I'm talking about from a secular sense, and you look at the news, you think that Eretz Yisrael, you think the land of Israel, if you ask every idiot, and I'm saying Bedavka idiot, in the university, if you ask in the Ivy League university, you ask them how big Israel is, and you ask them anything about the history of Israel, they know nothing. They mamash know nothing. They know nothing. They think that Israel is probably the biggest country in the world, the mightiest. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we are, because of Klal Yisrael. But they think like we're, this big, massive country. They don't realize that we're surrounded by the constant. It's mamash a miracle. This country, Eretz Yisrael, the existence of Eretz Yisrael is literally every second a miracle. Mamash a nes nigla. A revealed miracle that we can sit here amongst the bloodthirsty Arabs who just want to destroy us. They say, and to differentiate between Palestinians and Hamas, there's no differentiation. 8 out of 10, they say, I don't know the percentages anymore, but it was Niskala. It was revealed that the whole Palestinian propaganda of the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, of you, of me and you. It's not a concept. It's not a Zionistic. This is not a political statement. I'm not talking politics now. I'm talking just like Moshe Emes, the Sairasa Emes. Ah, Chashav Yid came in. Ellie. Welcome, Ellie. Ellie Okis. Amish, this is not about Donald Trump or Biden and conservative, liberal. This is Tyrus Moshe, this is Moshe Emes, Visayrasa Emes, is you have to know your enemy. You have to know that there is an enemy. You have to know that there's an enemy. Why it's like that, I don't know. I'm not a holy enough person to explain to you why the Rabbanu Shalom made that there is a concept of a Yetzirah that wants to literally rip, not just kill you, okay? So kill us. Kill you is one thing. Mamash wants to literally destroy Torah, wants to destroy each and every one of us, Taf and Hashem, women, children, and you have to know that. You have to know that. It's not a political, it's not about having anxiety and the Holocaust. It's also about that. But it's mamash understanding what it is to be a Yid. You have to understand what it is to be a Jew. And one of the aspects of being a Yid, which is very connected to Torah, is Sinai. Har Sinai is Yarda Sina. They say, the Gemara says, the reason it's called Sinai is Malashin Sina. Is there's a Sina. There's a Sina. There's a hatred. It's a hatred. It doesn't mean that you can't say good morning and be friendly to a guy and to it's not a steer. You have to know how to hold both that. You have to know that there are people there are people who are good people, but to understand what it is to be a Yid, to understand what a malek timcha zecher a malek, to understand that we have to mamish, you know, the fact that Rav Hillel, I know you guys don't know Rav Hillel so much, but Rav Hillel is sitting here in a uniform, right? Your uncle, he's really his uncle. That's so good. New yichus. Rav Hillel is a big Talmud Chacham. He's a person who wants to just be in the Beis Medrash, but he's sitting here in a uniform with a gun, right? There's only one reason why a Talmud Chacham, why a person who just wants to pour himself over Torah, is sitting here in a uniform and a gun, because we're in Galus, and there's a Malik. And we have to do our shtadlus, and we have to do whatever it is. We have to in malasot. There's nothing we could do. We're not on the madrega. For whatever reason, we're not on the madrega to go ahead and just, you know, put our weapons down. For whatever reason, we have to protect ourselves from a physical standpoint. For whatever reason, that's the way Hashem made it in 2025. Since the beginning of the building of Eretz Yisrael in 1948, for whatever reason, I don't know when the guns started, maybe from the Warsaw Uprising and these things. I don't know exactly the history of the because they had something before the IDF, right? They had the what? Etzel Hagana, right? All those things. But what do we learn from Amalek? This is what we learn from Amalek. I'm going to share with you guys. Svi Kovel gets the credit because he sent this to me. This is what we battle in Amalek. I want you guys to hear. This is what we battle in Amalek. If you guys can come in to hear this. Oh, where did I send this? Yeah, you got to hear this. This is like incredible. It's almost incredible. We're going to learn this sugya right now. This is from the mother of one of the hostages, who's still a hostage. It should be a schus for him, for Bar Avram ben Julia. But listen, we're going to learn. Let's learn from the mother of a hostage. Let's learn what Amalek, what we're supposed to do with what's going on. I think we'll talk about it. Listen to this. We ready? Here we go. It's 4 minutes. If I have to pause it to Darshan, we can pause it to Darshan.
How has your relationship with Hashem changed since Simchas Torah, October 7th?
You heard this? Everybody heard that? How has your relationship with Hashem changed?
It has become more intense.
It has become more intense?
I keep him more busy. I did everything I could to persuade him to bring Avinatan home. I prayed so much, and I still do. I give tzedakah every morning, much more than I used to. I say a lot of tehillim. I try to do chesed. I try to spread the belief in Hashem wherever I can. And after a long while that it didn't work, I was hurt. I was insulted. So I was, for a while I was, in Hebrew we say bogus, like not friends, you know? I also had my private demonstration at home for the first 6 months. I stopped cooking and cleaning. I didn't do anything. And it, for me, it was like saying to Hashem, I'm not returning to my everyday life. I could physically or even mentally, but not. It was a demonstration in front of Hashem saying this.
When she says demonstration, she means she's protesting. She's protesting against Hashem.
The situation I can take. I'm not going back to life. You must bring Avinatan and everyone home. Or I stop my life. I don't do anything. But he didn't. And I did return to doing everything after Pesach, after about 6 months. And also, I'm angry. And I say so to him. Because I feel very close. I feel he's my best friend. And in a true relationship, you have to be true. And although he's the Almighty and I'm nothing, still, that's not the way you treat friends. And sometimes I express my anger and my being insulted and hurt that he doesn't answer, that he is doing such painful things to my son, which is ununderstandable at all. And it's funny to say, but sometimes he always answers. I always feel him very close. And there are many situations when I can see his providence, his taking care of me in any other field of my life, just not with Avinatan. And sometimes I can even feel like his pain in this situation also. Like he says, sorry, you must go through this. So we go through it together. And it's strange to say, but I feel more close to him.
I'll send this video out to everyone. We'll send it out, Nachi. I just want to talk out what she was saying, a few of the things that I think are so powerful, that Amalek, as the Torah Kedosha says, Timcha Zecher Amalek Mitachas Hashamayim. Amalek is a dimyon. Amalek is a delusion. Amalek wants a person to be far from Hashem. Amalek wants you and us and me and every person, no matter what we're going through, as the Pasuk says, the Ata Oyev V'yageya V'lo Yare Elokim. I heard a pshat once. You think you're tired? You think you're worn down? That's not your problem. Your problem is v'lo yare Elokim. The problem is you're missing Hashem. You're missing Hashem in your life. Here's a woman whose son, I don't know all the details. Here's a woman. I'll show you the video. A woman who's wearing a tichel. A woman who is suffering beyond. We should never know. Nobody should know from the pain of a child being held hostage by these savages, these monsters, by a malik, mamish by a malik. And what is she saying? She's talking about her relationship with Hashem. She's talking about her relationship with herself, with how she's dealing with it, how she's being honest. She's being honest because it's my best friend. And she says, I'm upset. My friend, I'm upset at my best friend. If my best friend does something to me, if my best friend acts a certain way to me, so of course I'm going to give him the cold shoulder. Of course I'm going to go ahead and say, why are you acting like that to me? How come you're treating me like that? Va'ata oye v'yageya. You think that it's about your laziness. You think it's your childhood. That's your problem. You think it's your mother. That's your problem. You think your father's your problem. You think your dyslexia is your problem. You think your whatever it might be, your insecurities, your quote-unquote low self-esteem. You think that your spouse is your problem. You think your father's your problem. Your child, your parnas is the problem. Whatever it's going to be, pull out any problem that you think that you have. That, of course, is not even a malik. That's not even a malik. Here's a person who is dealing with life and death. Here's a person who's dealing with life and death and is telling us and teaching us in a certain way, teaching us. I believe it's Mamisha, the most incredible lesson for all of us to say, where is Hashem in this relationship where you are? As the Chafetz Chaim says so clearly, you can never get upset at anyone. Impossible to get upset at anyone. Impossible. Why is it impossible to get upset at anyone? Because it's not the other person, it's Hashem. It's Hashem putting that person in your life. It's Hashem putting this situation. Amalek, what does Amalek want? Amalek wants one thing, v'lo yarei Elokim. That's all they want. They want you to be ayef v'yageya. They want you to be tired. They want you to blame it on where you grew up. They want you to blame it on all of this mikra. That's Amalek, Keri, Mikra. It's not, it's just happens to be. I happen to be this situation like this. It happens to be. But a Yid, and why do they want to destroy us? Why does Amalek want to destroy us? Because a Yid, a Jew, can go ahead, and a Jew has the ability. We have the ability. You hear this? We have the ability to bring Hashem and for Hashem to be our best friend and for Hashem to be someone who I could get upset at. Hashem to be someone who she said, I mean, could you hear her say these words? That she feels the pain of Hashem in the fact that Hashem is telling her that your son is still going to be hostage. You know what that means? That's called the famous Rizhner. He says, this is for Reuven Yoina. Right? What does it say? He says, "Gam ki elech begeit salmaves," and I'll throw a twist to it. "Gam ki elech begeit salmaves loy irara ki atoy madi." The Rizhner said this when he was in jail, very, very high level, very, very high level. He was put. Rabbi Yisrael from Rizhin was put in jail for whatever reason from the government, or I don't know the whole history of that. We could look it up. Why he was in jail. And he says, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Lo ira ra. Why am I in pain? Ki atoyim adi. Because you're with me. The Rabbanu Shalom is with me. It's like the tzaddikim who say, Shchinta begalusa. I'm okay to be in galus. I'm okay to be in galus. But where's my pain? My pain is that Hashem, that you're in galus. I mean, that's a little bit like beyond. This is a woman in 2025 who just said the same exact thing. She said that she feels the pain that Hashem has for her, that she has to go through what she has to go through. Imagine if we felt the pain that Hashem feels for us, that we have to go through what we have to go through. Amalek will say, no, 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 no. Chill out. It's not possible. You're not on that level. You're a young guy. You've done Averis, you're full of Keri, you're full of Mishkav Zachar, you're full of negative, your head is filled with craziness, you're twisted, you're demented. That's all Amalek. A Yid says, Hashem is with me. Hashem is with me. That's why they say Amalek is gematria suffik. That's all Amalek wants. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Hashem is with me. I'm not sure if I'm okay. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. A yid is a yid is a yid knows that everything you've been through, everything you're going through, everything you will go through is all Hashem orchestrating and with you. And all we need to do, all we need to do, all we need to do, all we need to do is to continue and to continue to fight that fight because it's a fight. It's a fight, as she said. You're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. You're going to have days where you feel far from Hashem. You're going to have days where you feel close to Hashem. You're going to have days that you feel like you're high. You're high. And mamish, I have that clarity. Amalek is suffix. Amalek just wants to put it that I'm not clear, that I'm going to get to where I want to get to. Let me ask you a question. If everybody here knew, no matter what you're going to do in your life, no matter what you're going to do in your life, as the Ramchal says at the end of the Sefer, no matter what you're going to do, you're going to be a plumber, you're going to be a businessman, you're going to be a big Talmud Chacham, you're going to be, whatever job you do, you'll be a Rebbe, you'll be a Kiruv person, you'll make a lot of money, pick anything you're going to do. But I know one thing. Know what that one thing is? I'm going to hold Hashem's hand, and Hashem is going to hold my hand no matter what I do, no matter what I go through, no matter how old I am, no matter what age I am, no matter what age I've been, no matter where I'm headed, what problem can Hashem not fix? What is the issue that Hashem can't fix? And let me say even more. Maybe va'ata oyev yageya. Maybe the oyev yageya is really the distraction. I'm tired. I got this problem. I got that problem. Maybe it's all a knock on the door from Hashem. Maybe it's all a knock on the door from Hashem to say, my son, my daughter, my child, come closer to me. Come closer to me. Bring me more. And as the Kutzker says, where is Hashem? Hashem is wherever we let him in. Bring him in more. Bring him in more. Bring him more into your life. Bring him more, like she said. The fact that she says this, she says, I'm broges. I'm upset. It's like people say, you could be upset at Hashem. How can I be upset? Wouldn't I be upset at Hashem? Yes. We know, like she says, Hashem knows what he's doing. We have emuna. We know that everything is perfect in the world of Hashem. But if I have a relationship with someone, why can't I have that conversation? Why can't I have that conversation with Hashem? Why can't I ask Hashem, why are you doing this? Could you please help me understand? Could you help me with this problem that I have? Could you help me with this? How come you're not answering me? How come you gave me what you gave me? How come you make it difficult for me? To me, it's mamish, and I think, and I really believe that is our avoda in 2025. Yes, there is a physical battle of getting rid of. I mean, we see the embodiment, we see the evil, right? Those who were in Auschwitz and saw, you see with your own eyes, gas chambers, you see the crematorium, you see literal. Yamach Shemam, you see, you could feel it in the air. Still. Like I told someone, might be a little bit too heavy to say in recording, but it's okay. Like I told someone that they're doing construction on one of the buildings. So one of the guys asked me, why are they doing construction? I said, you never know. They might have an opportunity to rerun this place again. If they could rerun it, they'd rerun it. Rerun it. Line them up. Why not? Why not? We see the Arabs did it. We see they'll do it. They'll slit our throats the second they can. So anti-Semitism and Amalek is very clear for all of us. And in a certain way, I don't want to say this. Sounds a little weird to say. In a certain way, it's a bracha. A certain way because it's clarity. It's clarity. Know your enemy. Know your enemy. When you think your enemy is your friend, that's the problem. Rav Huttner said that. Rav Huttner said, what was the problem with the difference between a kid from Varsha and a kid in America? So he said, the kid from Varsha in Warsaw knew, Ich bin a Yid, and I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew, and this is a Goy. I know the difference. I'm a Jew, and this is a Goy. In America, we've been influenced to say, I don't know, the lines are not as clear. They're not as clear. That's what Rav Huttner said back in the day. I think Baruch Hashem, in a certain way, we've had the blessing, the last little bit, to realize that this is the difference between a Yid and this is the difference between a Goy. A Yid is the holiest of the holy, connected to Hashem, B'ni B'chayr Yisrael. B'ni B'chayr Yisrael. And it's so, so important. So, so important, I think, for us in 2025, where we're so, so influenced. So influenced by the media. We're so influenced by the cultural world. The cultural world of name brands and of sports and of you know, looking at that world with loisachanim, with such respect. You know, it's one of the things that I'm jealous. I said this of Avremel over here, of Avram Sofra. Mama's jealous. I'm jealous. Damn, I have to work to be on Emadrega. You know, to look like a Yid, to feel proud, to be, you know, Geschmack to be a Yid. Geschmack to be a Yid. Geschmack to be a Yid. And what does that mean? Amalek is the exact opposite of that. Amalek is yeah, look historically. We're not it's incredible that there are people that Shimi, right? Shimi, your great grandmother is alive. She should live and be well. She's a survivor. She was in Auschwitz.
She was in Auschwitz for like, I don't know how long, but she escaped the guards like during the snowstorm.
Whoa. So Shimi has a great grandmother. She was a great grandmother who's in Auschwitz, saying for her, I don't know what she says about Hamas and the current events. She says that they don't tell it, no one tells her. Right, right.
Also, she doesn't speak English.
Right.
Every language besides English.
Okay, interesting. How interesting. And Hashem can help us. That's what's incredible. That's what's incredible. You guys are so young. We're so young. We have such an ability, each and every one of us, to tap in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tap into the Torah, to tap into Hashem. There's nothing that can stop you. I'm telling you, there's nothing that can stop you from getting close to Hashem. Nothing can stop you from getting close to Hashem. Here you have a mother of a hostage saying that she's closer to Hashem, more intense, closer to Hashem, the biggest nightmare of all nightmares. And she's closer to Hashem. She has a deeper relationship with Hashem. What a hug and a kiss from Hashem to us, to each and every one of us, that we can become closer to Hashem. We could get closer to Hashem. We could feel a much closer relationship with Hashem. And once you do that, then you're already Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem. You're already connected to the source. You don't need to plug in your phone anymore. You can just hold your phone because you're, and it'll. Is that one of the superheroes, right? Is there like Electra one? Is there? There's got to be someone in the what's it called, in the Chevra, in the Marvel. There's no one in the Marvel who's like an electrical current.
Guy from Spider-Man.
The guy in the Flash.
Flash. There's got to be someone.
No, Spider-Man.
See?
Bad electric guy in the Spider-Man.
He's what?
He's not a good guy. No way home. The bad guy.
Not the bad guy. We want the good guy. The shot is that you're the generator.
And channels.
You could be. Exactly. You could be the generator. Listen to this. Everyone's looking.
Thor is not an electric guy.
I love it. Look how excited everybody gets. I love it. The shots. Okay. We'll talk afterwards. I know. Okay. Let's. Bottom line. Ready? We got it. Thank you, Rabzev. Bottom line is like this. Bottom line. Okay, guys. Don't get lost in the metaphor. Let's get to the nimshal. Don't get lost. Mayor, don't get lost. Don't get lost in the metaphor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guys, listen up. This is the Vart. This is the Vart. You want happiness? Go to the source of the happiness. That's the shot that I'm saying. You want happiness? Go to the source of happiness. You want serenity? Go to the source of serenity. You want refuas? You want healing? Go to the source of the healer. Go to the source. Go to the source. You know, unfortunately, there is a downside to the psychology world. And the downside to the psychology world is that it's another way of being removed from the healing, that the healing comes from Hashem. Yeah, you have to do your ishtablus. You have to do your ishtablus to speak to somebody. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah says it. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Kenei L'Chachaver, he says, what's the pshat? Be koina chaver? He says, yeah, yeah. But Rabbeinu Yonah explains, very good, Zach. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, what's the pshat? Kenei L'Chachaver? He says, sometimes you have to pay someone who's going to listen to you and to be there for you. So it's all, if you go to the source, you want happiness, you go to the source. You want to stop anxiety? That's why we have on the sweatshirts. Why we have it? Because it looks cute to say, "Kno Hashem, know Hashem." That's what it is. You have Yiras Hashem. You have anxiety? I guarantee you, you could switch your anxiety with the connection to Hashem, and you'll have a much less anxiety. Does it happen like that? Of course it doesn't happen like that. But you can daven for it. You want to have a great relationship with your wife? You want a great relationship with your wife? You daven for it. You want to be shomer yourself from your taivas? Daven for it. You think you have an addiction to something? Daven for it. Bring Hashem into there. Bring Hashem into your life. Bring Him deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Adar. Here you go, Nachi. Adar is Aleph, Dar. Adar, Aleph, stands for Alufay Shel Olam, which means God. The Alufay Shel Olam. And He's Dar, and He comes, and He can come. Dira b'tachtoinim, He can come and dwell within each and every one of us. V'shachanti b'soicham. Amish, each and every one of us. And Amalek wants one thing. Amalek wants confusion, and he wants to get rid of our relationship. Mitachas Hashemayim. He wants to get rid of our relationship with Hashem. He hates it. Not sure why he hates it so much, but that's more of a Derech Hashem question. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zeicha to get closer and closer and closer. And b'schus this woman, I'm going to send this to the chat. You got to see this. B'schus halacha, hilchus lashon hara. B'schus us learning this together. To be a Yeshua for all, for Abar Avram Ben Julia, and for all the hostages, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Go Nisan.
If we implement the advice of the Ramban to think before we speak, we will be saved from the grave danger of rechilas. What should we think? How can we judge if a statement is rechilas? We must ask ourselves before speaking, will my words cause ill feelings to be aroused between two Jews? Okay. 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 Okay.